reveal Triple M's your secret. Supergrass.
Well, we oftentimes ask people whether they got a Rod Stewart story. Well, I tell you, we should ask this bloke because what I hear, he was in the thick of it. Supergrass, welcome back.
Yes, morning grill team. I'm going to start with My Kitchen Rules. Channel 7 are making an absolute fortune off the show, but a blow-up is coming. I'm hearing some contestants aren't overly thrilled with the amount they're getting paid to appear on the show. They're getting $1,000 a week at the moment, plus a $100 Coles voucher for their groceries. That's it. They're not allowed to do any other work. They're not allowed to appear anywhere. They're kind of owned by the show. There's a few people not happy about it.
That's scab labour.
Getting paid in food vouchers is pretty bad for television.
Seems a bit harsh for something that's such a successful show.
I know. Like, you got paid money for Marathon Man, not food vouchers or anything like that.
He paid on the A&E channel.
It was similar.
Also on My Kitchen Rules, Rob the Cowboy, who's kind of the standout, you know, contestant that everyone's liking, he actually didn't even enter the show. His daughter did with a friend, but when they turned up to do the interview and screening, this Rob answered the door and they went, "This bloke's such a character. We've got to find a way to get him on the show."
Yeah, well, that makes sense. All I hear about when this show is the Texan who can cook a lot of things and he has a lot of one-liners as
so
well.
So the daughter's friend got bumped from the show because he was better.
See you, Lindsay's friend.
Titans officials were closely watching proceedings at the Gold Coast Court yesterday. If one of the players had pleaded guilty, it would have allowed them the opportunity to sack them straight away, free up some salary cap room and get Daly Cherry Evans there this weekend. Let's make this clear. If one of those players had pleaded guilty yesterday, I think you would have seen Daly Cherry Evans in a Gold Coast jumper this weekend.
Wow. Oh,
wow. I think you're right.
The plot thickens.
Amazing.
A female Channel 7 personality is in the process of launching legal action against an overseas weight loss company for stealing photos off her Instagram account. She posted like a before and after shot where she's lost 12 kilos, looking great now, down to 57 kilos. But they've basically just lifted that photo overseas and are using it to sell their diet shakes around the country, around the world.
Wow. Who is it?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, come on, Grassy.
There's a court case in place, like a pending legal action, so I'm not allowed to get involved in that one, unfortunately.
Mate, never stopped us before,
That's
mate.
Right, mate.
Okay, no worries.
And finally, Mardi Gras was on the weekend. Danny Minogue did a great job of hosting it, but I'm hearing organisers are trying to land possibly the most famous gay celebrity in the world to host it. I'm talking Ellen DeGeneres. Now, they're not looking at next year's event, but got her sight set on Ellen for 2017 Mardi Gras.
Oh, 2017, oh, Ellen, out of your favourite, Matty. I reckon you'd get you there if Ellen was there, right?
I tell you what, we'd at least get her in the studio here. That would be.
Would you
be
dance
fantastic.
On a float with Ellen if she asked you?
Oh, no, I don't like to dance, but I tell you what, I'd hop on a float with Ellen.
Right, she's wonderful. We'll see if it happens. Thank you very much, Supergrass. We'll talk to you next week. It's the Grill Team with Gus, MG, and Matty Johns, John Mellencamp at 16 past 8.